Happy Wednesday, y'all. Happy hump day. Who got paid today? I miss getting paid on a Wednesday, but at least I still get paid daily for my do-it-yourself credit repair kit. Yes, it is really, really cool, man. It's like it shows you how you can repair your credit and you can help other people repair their credit if you want to. You can, because it comes in the kit. I mean, your option. But it's cool. It's $25. And if you want more information on how you can learn how to repair your credit and your mama credit and your daddy and your sister credit and your brother and especially them kids, hit me up. My email is helpmerepairmycredit@gmail.com. Just say you heard it on the podcast and you want some more information on how to repair your credit for $25. And I'll send you the information and how to get started. Anyway, we are talking about various subjects, man. I mean, if you're in our Facebook group on Facebook, if not, you need to join because we kind of pull our questions from out there from time to time. But the Facebook group is called Let's Talk About It Podcast. So we have some interesting topics in our group, and we're going to talk about those interesting topics. Yeah, I know, marriage, sex, relationship. We're even going to get into blended families. Yeah. So listen up, listen up. Oh yeah. And I don't want to forget our special guest. He is an up-and-coming artist from the Charleston area. He goes by the name of Lil Jack. I'm sorry, not Little. Lil Jack. L-I-L Jack. Lil Jack. He's doing some big things, man. Y'all need to listen. This is an up-and-coming star. You know, y'all gonna see this man on the big screen, and you're gonna be like, you know what? I heard him on Let's Talk About It. So stay tuned and listen up, listen up. We're gonna have some fun. Y'all gonna laugh. I guarantee y'all gonna laugh on this episode. All right, so stay tuned because we're about to talk about these things. Stay tuned, y'all. Let's get into it right now. Happy New Year, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I am Sheila Lightford. Y'all should know me by now. Come on now. Kevin, how was your New Year?
My New Year was good.
What did you do for New Year's?
I spent it with family, and my motto is every day above ground is a good day. So that makes it a beautiful year.
Well, I didn't do anything. I just kind of brought it in home with my little family. That's all I did.
It's the best way to do it.
Yep. And did any of you guys seen Power? Oh my gosh, I almost forgot that it came on. If it wasn't for Facebook, I would have totally forgot.
I actually fall asleep on Power, and I actually have to watch it from season one.
Oh, we got a new guest. Let me introduce you guys. His name is Lil Jack. He's an upcoming artist. Tell us your info. Give us some more details on you, Lil Jack.
Yes, my name is Lil Jack. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. You can search me on IG at LilJack843. That's Liljack843. You can search me on all social media platforms and music platforms as Lil Jack, Liljackwith no spaces. And you can find me on social media at LilJack843. And Facebook, it's Alonzo Brown, A-L-O-N-Z-O Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Okay. So what part of Charleston you from?
Ashley Farfeet, exit 209.
Okay.
You gotta say that exit number? Are you
yes. Say it again. It's 209. That's what exit.
Okay, y'all, Lil Jack is an up-and-coming artist, and we are going to get to meet him and ask him some more questions in a sec. But you currently reside in the Charleston area. Where do you reside right now?
Somerville, South Carolina.
DeVille.
Okay. Well, let everyone know, how did you get started in this music game?
I used to do studio engineering. I'm a CEO of Malog Crew Team Harmony Born to Run Entertainment, Entertainment for Life, 2620 Lit. I wasn't really rapping or anything. I used to record people, and one day I just jumped on the song with them, and it was like, hey, you need to start doing music, man. So I just started doing music. I play instruments as well, and I just been at the top of the game, so now I'm a music artist and I do it all. So that's what leads me to do music. And it runs in the family also.
Lil Jack, this is Kevin. Let me ask you, what are you working on new?
Right now, I just did a competition last week in Atlanta for the BET Awards audition. And I made the top five. So, and then right now I have a couple of videos out already, and right now I'm working on a trap rock star video that's going to be very creative, and I'm working on that as we speak.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, so how old were you when you started your career in music?
Right now I'm 26. I started, I got serious 3 years ago.
And what do you mean by serious? What did you do different?
Like, I literally started writing music and started rapping. Before then, I was just playing around. And like I said earlier, I was doing studio engineering, mixing and mastering.
Okay. And have you written for anyone else before? Any other artists?
Yeah, I've written for a couple of artists. Yes, I did.
And do you have any type of managers, or I mean, who works with you? Are you independent?
I'm independent, but I have three managers. I have a road manager, I have a head manager, and I have a manager to do all the talking.
You said all the talking.
All the talking.
Okay, so what upcoming shows do you have for anyone in the Charleston area to come see you perform, or just come check you out?
Charleston area, right now I'm focused on the BET performance coming June. I think it's the 26th through the 28th. And that's what I'm focused on. So I'm getting all my dancers prepared and whatever I'm going to do there. Right now, I'm on standby in Charleston right now.
So you're focusing more on your performance. Where is this going to be?
BET Awards in LA, Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. How did that come about?
A competition. It was a competition through Too Hot Radio. You had a crew auditioning in Atlanta. They was going around to different states, and they came to Columbia, South Carolina. It was like American Idol. Like, we go in there, perform. Wow. They tell you if we gonna make it or not. They give us a ticket, send us to Atlanta. You got like 1,000 people out there, and only the top five made it to the awards. I was one of the top five.
So it's like a hip-hop version of American Idol.
Basically, yeah.
That's what's up. Wow. And congratulations, bro. Wow. Real talk.
Right, congratulations. So you really doing big things. You're not playing with us out here.
Yeah. It was an easy competition. I do most commercial music, so some street bangers or some drugs banger, and I just go in there with a simple commercial song, and the reaction been good.
Now, who would you say are your biggest supporters? Who have been your biggest supporters within the, you said the past 3 years you got serious?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say are your biggest supporters while you're doing this music thing?
My biggest supporter, I have one of my managers, that he was my biggest supporter ever since I started. And then there's this female, like, she's a real fan, like Like, even down to the BET tickets, even though she didn't made it to Atlanta, she purchased $200 worth of tickets just to purchase it for the support. So,
oh, wow. That's what's up.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
You want to give her a shout-out?
You need to.
Yeah, I gave her a big shout-out on Facebook right at the time. Her name, V. Yeah. And, yeah, she's my biggest fan. So I told her.
That's what's up. When, wow.
Yeah, so any show, any upcoming show, anything I got, if she want to come, I give her a free ticket too. So,
wow.
And yeah, that's she amazing. Come to studio sessions and all that. She my number one fan.
Lil Jack, when you make it big, you need to have her in the video.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's my right. plan.
That's what's up.
Plans.
I love that. I love that support.
That's real A1.
Yeah.
Right. I know most of the listeners want to know, what is your status? Are you single? Are you taken? Are you looking? What's up?
New Year's. I left someone in 2019. Like, I was in a relationship like a month ago, and now I'm on the market.
Okay. Well, I know most of your listeners want to.
Yes,
it seems like, for me, like, women will do more if a man or a male in this business is single. Once they find out that you're in a relationship or something, then it's kind of different. Do you ever get that?
I'm gonna say that question varies, because there's, to me, when you're in a relationship, it seems like more females come at you.
Thank you.
If you ask me, because yes, I feel more females come at me when I'm in a relationship.
When you're single, shit dry.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right. Because when I'm single, I might hit a couple of females up like, yeah, what's up? Let's chill. And they ain't got no rap. But the minute I get in a relationship, oh, you done gonna get in a relationship with so-and-so?
I wonder what's up with that with us women. And I'm a woman, so do I have to answer that?
I think you should.
I can tell you what it is.
What is it?
Here it goes. And this is the honest truth. Nobody don't want nobody that nobody else wants. If you don't got nobody, shit, there must be something wrong with you. That's what a lot of people think. A woman or a man can be single, saying hello to people every day. The minute you get a significant other, your walk and smile change. Everything is different. Now they're like, hey.
What if you have the look already and it's by...
No. You don't understand what I mean the look. See, listen. There's nothing about you physically changes.
Okay.
It's your walk, your glow, your smile, and the confidence that you exude when you have somebody that's being good to you. Other people pick up on that, and they want some of that.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You are absolutely right.
I know I'm right. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Feeling that joy.
You can go to sports bar when you're single, go to clubs when you're single. You could really try to holler at some.
But that don't mean you're going to get the same treatment, though.
No. If you get a girlfriend or you get a boyfriend, when you step out, you're not really paying nobody no attention. And that's the craziest thing. But when you checking for somebody, but when you ain't checking for somebody, now they looking at you.
I guess it just seems different for me in my situation, because the whole time I was married, it's like, yeah, you got people that'll try you, but now it's like I can't get people out my DMs because they know I'm going through a divorce.
It's different for women. All y'all got to do is put some on with the titties hanging out and put some tight pants on with the camel toe showing. The men are dogs. They gonna try.
Facts. So.
Facts. I don't do that.
It's easier for a woman than it is for a man.
Well, that kind of relates to what we're going to be talking about today, because I've been asking some of our listeners in our Facebook group. And if you guys aren't in our Facebook group, please join. It is Let's Talk About It podcast on Facebook. So we kind of just talk about just whatever. And some of the questions, I'm going to get right back into it, but we are going to take a break real quick. We're going to be back with Lil Jack. He's going to be hanging out with us. And of course, y'all know Kevin and me, Sheila. So we'll be right back, y'all. Stay tuned. Hey, y'all. We are back. We're back. Thank you. Thank you for checking us out. Again, we have Lil Jack with us. He is an upcoming artist from Charleston, South Carolina. You did tell everyone how to get a hold of you, right? How can people buy your music, subscribe to your music, all of that? I mean, what if somebody want to listen to you?
All right. I'm on all music platforms, Spotify, Spinrilla, Apple Music. All you do is search Lil Jack, that's LiljaCK with no spaces.
Okay. All right, Jack. All right, y'all. So let's just get right into it. And one of the topics that we want to discuss today is, would you date someone who's married? And have you guys ever dated a married person?
Me, would I date somebody who's married? I actually would. Why? Because there's marriage couple who's together that they aren't together. You got to go through a divorce process, and that divorce process could take God knows how long. And you really do have married couples that ain't together, and you still have a life to love. So me, I would date a married couple. Well, not a married couple, but I would date someone who was married. A couple
fine, too. Two women. That's fine. Two women is fine.
Yeah. Two women. Yeah.
But what if somebody...
Jack, do not... Stop, Sheila. Sheila, stop, no. Jack. Do not follow this woman.
But what if somebody's telling you that because... I know I used to do that a lot. I would.
Would you date a married man?
I would. But. What the? But.
What the hell?
Listen, I agree with Jack, but you have to be in the process of divorcing. And I'm going to give you some time to divorce. Because in some states, it takes at least a year to be separated. And after you separate it, you could file for divorce. I know South Carolina is like that. You got to wait for a year before you could even get a divorce if you're separated first.
Okay. I've heard what Jack said. I've heard what you said, Sheila. And I'm going to say no, hell no, hell to the fuck no. Here it goes. It does take a while. It's a year that you have to be completely separated with no physical contact to get a divorce. That's cool. But when you're going through that, you got a lot of shit going on with you. And a lot of that shit, you don't want to bring it to something new.
Right.
You actually want to get all of that shit done with, out of the way, before you start something new. Because a lot of people don't understand... old people used to say, be careful who you invite to your house because they can bring bad mojo with them.
Right.
Well,
I believe that.
Be careful who you... And a smart man told me recently, be careful who you lay with because there's some shit that you're going to lay with that is going to take you a while to get off of you.
That's true.
So be careful. Be careful who you kick it with. You know, that. Let them get their shit together. Why bring that into... And in your world, you got a lot of shit going on that you trying to, somebody like Jack, you trying to do music, you trying to get on.
Right.
You don't got time to focus on some other shit that people might bring into a relationship. Man, there's too many single people out here to be fucking with somebody.
That's
married.
True, but if you married living a single life, I see no problems with that. I mean, for me, I don't personally.
Yeah, I mean, look at it like this. If you marry living a single life, get your lazy ass up and become divorced.
Or if you married and waiting on your divorce, focus on you before you focus on something else.
Yeah, that's true.
If you gotta wait a year, that means you need to try to be without a relationship for a year. Clear your mind. Jumping in from one to another.
Yeah, that's true too. Okay, but have you ever dated somebody married?
No.
Oh, okay, Mr. Perfect Guy.
No. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at all. I get warm when I used to walk into church. I know I'm not perfect. I done made a bunch of mistakes. But one mistake I never made is messing with a married woman, because my father would always tell me, and I thank this man so much, one of the most dangerous things you can do, son, is mess with a married woman. That shit can get you killed.
I see you've been taking this advice from these older people in your life serious, because you got a quote from a lot of folks in your family, and it's good. It's a good thing, though. That's cool.
I'm truly blessed. I can't learn from somebody that hasn't been through something.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't want to talk to nobody that's never experienced nothing, never fell short, never been, like in today's society, if you ain't never been locked up, you ain't never term they use, you ain't never had your dick in the dirt, I don't really want to chop it up with you. You can't tell me about building something back up because you ain't never lost it all. Now, how the hell you know about anything? So with that being said, is the older men in my family have been through some shit. And they look at me with no judgmental eyes. They always tell you that they don't have amnesia. They don't forget about the shit they've been through. So when they tell me about doing some shit or going through some shit, because they remember too.
Right.
You know.
That's true.
It's like with parenting. Number one thing about parenting is never have amnesia.
Huh?
Never. You...
Where'd that come from?
But,
Damn. That's my whole life.
Because, listen,
as a
parent, haven't you looked at your kid and say to them, why you did that? What was you thinking? And then when they look at you and say, I don't know, you might bug out, but you got to remember, your parents asked you that same damn question when you did some dumb shit. And you literally looked them dead in the face and was like, I don't know why I did the shit I did. You didn't curse, but you was like, I don't know. And they swung on you. So you got to remember, you was that same person. You did that same dumb shit.
Yeah.
So why? No. But back to the married thing. I'm scared of y'all too.
I mean, I said dating. I didn't say, like, would you get serious? Because I would never take anyone serious that's married that hasn't gotten a divorce. We could date all we want, but that's as far as it's going, because I have to be number one in any relationship I'm in. So,
when have you gotten in a relationship, Sheila?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
You didn't think it was gonna? No. Listen to what I'm saying. When have you actually got into one, going into it saying I'm going to be serious? You never say that you're going to be serious, so you never say it's just a thing. Something can happen between the two of y'all, and it just becomes that.
Okay. That was funny.
When you met your husband for the first time, when y'all first kicked it, when y'all first laid with each other, you knew that was going to be the man you was going to marry?
After I had kids, yeah.
No, I didn't. Nigga, I did not. Man.
I had to marry him then. When I got pregnant.
I'm not talking about when your monthly didn't come on no more. I say when y'all first laid, the first time, did you knew the next morning that you were going to marry that man?
No.
You
didn't.
Yeah. So my point is, you don't know what's it going to be when you get with someone, but you do know that they're married.
You're right. And what is that banging?
I don't know.
Okay. But
at yeah, your you pen? Right.
You're right. But still, I'm going to date, and I'm not going to get serious with the individual until they get themselves situated. with that divorce.
Jack, I got a question for you.
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Yeah, we're done with your question, your answer. Jack, yes, sir. How do you feel about the 90-day rule?
The 90-day rule?
Yeah.
Oh, what exactly is the 90-day rule?
You mean
that's good question. Answer.
When you meet a female and you're vibing with her, and she tells you she wants to wait 90 days before y'all become intimate.
I mean, I can respect it, but at the same time, me being me, I'm not waiting no 90 days. I'm gonna tell you that now. I'm not waiting no 90 days.
Well, what you gonna do if they're waiting on 90 days?
I wouldn't tell a female to wait 90 days.
Okay, but there are some females out there that don't want to have sex because remember Steve Harvey's book, the 90-day rule? There are some women out there that go by that.
I think 90%, 95%, maybe 97% females want to have sex. They just don't. They don't want the man. They don't want the man to look at them as a whore.
Okay, so, and that's why most of the. Well, I can't even say most. That's why some women and someone in particular asked this question: how long should she wait? Should she wait 90 days?
Okay, so, but what's the difference? What's the difference in 1 day versus 90 days? Like, what's this going to solve and what's this going to change?
You the man. You tell us. You tell us from your point of view because you're 20. You said you're 26.
Yes, it wouldn't change nothing. If I ride you in 1 day, we having sex. Okay, we're talking. I hope it's good. If it's not good, then it might lead to something else. All right, let's say if I waited 90 days. We having sex. We're talking. If it's good, I might want to keep you. If it's not, basically, I waste 90 days praying that it's something good that it ain't.
So, well,
3 months.
Are you?
Yeah, 3 months.
Will you deal with someone else? Let's say that you met this person, right? And, you know, the vibes is cool. Everything's cool. And she tells you, you got to wait for 90 days. Now, are you going, you just said that you're not waiting, so are you going to mess with someone else on the side until her 90 days is up, or are you just going to wait?
You want me to be honest?
Yes.
Completely.
I'm not waiting 90 days, so yeah, I'm going to like her and all that, but I'm not in jail, I'm not in prison, I'm not waiting 90 days. Okay. I'm not. Now, what I could say, if I like her and into her, I may respect her wishes, but me being me, I have to really, really like you and respect you. But if it's not that, I'm waiting 90 days.
Okay.
This is 2020.
What about you, Kev? From your age point of view.
From my age point of view, I can do that because I've come to the...
Are you eating peanuts?
Excuse me one second. No, excuse me one second.
And you guys, oh my God, it's like your age group. I'm glad we have someone that we could talk about these topics with from your age group because... It's always going to be like a different perspective, like from your age group to ours. And it's like, it's just so different now. It's
And Jack, what she's saying is you're 26 and, and I feel you. I feel you. Because when I was 26, yeah, I would be lying to anybody if I said that. But I'm not. I'm in my 40s now and I can do that. I truly can. I understand every point you're making about why not.
It's just
if you wait a day, if you wait a week, you wait 90 days. What's really going to be different? The difference for me in my 40s is this. I'm going to get to know the person I'm with.
Right.
I'm not only going to be attracted to or turned on to about the physical, but she's going to stimulate me mentally. And that's going to be better than the physical. Cause once I see where her mind is at and I find out it's a beautiful thing, yeah, it's going to be something serious. And I can go a hot second without the physical, because at the end of the day, once you get a certain age, you realize, or you come to the understanding that. Jack, you ever smoked a cigarette?
No, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
Here go that cigarette thing again. Well,
it's the truth. But all I'm saying is this. You shit, sometimes you might. I can't with you, Sheila.
About the cigarette thing.
Nah, I'm gonna leave the cigarette thing alone.
Let me ask Jack this. You might be the target tonight, goodness, because I have some other stuff just trying to pick your brain from like your age group. But answer this. Have you ever heard of the term white liver?
Have I ever heard of the term white liver?
Right.
No.
Okay.
Sheila, he's too young to have heard. That's what them old dirt roads say.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That's just someone that loves to have sex. That's what the old folks be talking about.
Okay, you talk about a nympho.
Yeah, much.
Yeah. That's the old people way of calling somebody a nympho.
Right.
They'd be like, she got old white liver.
Okay.
I got one more. Jack, would you date somebody, and Sheila, would y'all date somebody that makes more money than
yes.
you? Yes. And if you say yes, would it bother you in the long run?
No, not me. It wouldn't bother me.
So you don't mind if your woman makes more money than you do? I mean, you wouldn't have a problem with that?
No, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Shit, if you ask me, that's a good thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, me as a female, I would, well, because...
Hold on for a sec. Who's doing that?
Not me. I'm not sure.
Jack, that's you?
That little rattle?
Yeah.
That's me.
Go ahead. Continue.
Well, yes, of course, that's fine, but, because I have kids now, I can't date somebody that makes less money than me, because I'm at an age in my life that I don't got time to, you know, help you, especially if we're dating. Like, I can help you with a resume, that's about it. But I can't.
I
got kids. I don't need no more kids.
We understand what you say about kids, but here's the craziest thing. A rich man can meet a broke woman and change her life. Right. But a rich woman, 90% of women with money won't look twice at a broke man.
Why is that? When you think of a man, you think of somebody that should have their shit together.
But okay, if that's the case, then you said earlier that you would date a man that's
date.
In between divorce.
I would date.
You'll date. Yeah, but if you're going to date somebody, you should date somebody that's got their shit together. That's what you just said. So not having one, having a divorce, ain't having your shit together. He's going through some things, but you'll work with him with that.
Let me explain my term of dating.
No. Explain the part about not dating a brother with money. Forget the term of dating. Because a man could just come out of jail and be a little bad on his luck, but he got good heart and got drive.
It takes money to date. That's for one. we can't go on a date if you don't got no money. Because I'm not paying for it. Not paying for a date. But my definition of dating is just like going out to eat, going to the movies. You might take a trip here or there. You're just having fun. That's strictly it. ain't say nothing about having sex with you. I might if we dated for a while. But it just depends.
So you never had a one night stand or on the first night?
No. Mm. No. No.
You ain't never? No. Never.
Wow.
Okay, let me stop lying.
Okay, there go the truth.
Oh gosh, I have probably like in my 20s, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, around your age.
Well, yeah. usually when I go on dates, if the date ends at my house, well, even if it's at her house, we might be a little tipsy and drunk, and usually it happens.
Right, the first. Well, I mean, in your age group, my man. I didn't expect that. That's possible in your age group.
Yeah.
Listen, of course.
But my age group, no. I can't do a one-night stand. Not today.
Jack, let me make something clear. I don't want you to think that when you hit your 40s, these ladies gonna be uptight. Because what she ain't saying is, if you go through a whole phase in your 20s, you still got some of that holism in your 40s.
Trust me. Okay. I done left the club with women that age also. And it was a one-night stand also.
But they probably went back home to their man or something, so.
Yeah, but what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
But no, seriously, like in my 20s, I've probably done everything that you guys could think of. Like literally everything that's coming to your mind right now, I've done. But today, it's like, I have to be careful because, you know, I got kids now, and I just got to be careful, like, who I bring around me, my kids. I can do it, don't get me wrong, but I just prefer not. I mean, that's just me. I don't know.
I understand you completely, because I told somebody the other day, they was talking about the strip club, and I said, nah, that ain't for me, bro, and I don't want to go. I did that shit back in my 20s, but it ain't nothing about the strip club that get me excited or turn me on, not one damn bit. Yeah, man. I damn near almost look at them and shake my head like, nah, that ain't for me.
I can't. As much as, I mean, me, I've been in Atlanta more, actually half of my life. I was at the strip club 7 days a week when I was in my 20s. So I've gotten all of that out of me. So I can't go back in there today. It's like, it's nothing for me today. Nothing for me today. But yeah. Jack, what is one of your biggest issues dealing with these females out today?
My biggest issue? Let me see.
Because I have a
females
daughter.
Females tell me.
I have a daughter females. That's 28, so I need to know what we're up for. So, what's up?
My biggest problem with females is they tell me that I got a wall up and I plays hard when I be serious. Like, I get turned off fast, and like, if you don't have no morals, like, I don't want you. Like, I could be deeply in love with you today and seriously get over you tomorrow.
What about goals?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they don't have no morals, no goals, okay, it's a turn off.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
Yeah. And like, the last relationship I had, like, it started off good, and then I felt like I was dating a child, and she was a couple of years older than me. Like, she had no goals. I asked her what was her goals. She'd be like, I don't know. So I'm what? Like, Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Somebody said they don't know what their goals are.
So, yes, yes. Not and even I'm like,
suck dick or chip. No.
Like, I was like, yo. And all she wanted to do was get high, party. That and that ain't me.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, so I just was like, that turns me off. I don't mind it every now and then, but when it's turning into an everyday thing, I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm dating a child, and like, she has no morals.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, remember when I said you can be turned on by the physical, but if you're stimulated mentally, it's something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you just said.
Preach, right? Kev.
That's what he just said. He just said it in a complete different
right.
way.
He did.
Once you start talking to her, and you see where her mind's at. She became real ugly to you. She has no ambition. She has no drive. Right. All she is a pretty face with a fat ass, and that's it. She just want to party, get fucked, and get high. And that's a turnoff, because at the end of the day, you want something more.
Now,
you want something with some substance. And she
doesn't really look at... I'm sorry, but do y'all really gotta date somebody with an ass, though? Like, for real?
What?
Do you really need a woman with a big ass?
I like women with big ass, but I'll take a woman with no ass too. I don't discriminate. I don't discriminate on the ass. I mean, I like big ass, but I don't discriminate on asses.
No, you can't have a washboard back there. No, I don't need that Nicki Minaj or that Buffy the Body. No, no, I don't need that big. No. No. Mm-mm.
Now, will you fellas commit to a woman or a young lady with kids? And if so, what is the limit? Like, how many kids you're not gonna put up with?
I'm gonna let Youngblood go first.
Say that one more time.
Would you date a woman with kids? And if so, what's the limit of kids that she can have?
All right. There was a point of time I didn't date no woman with kids. And I honestly wish I sticked it to that goal. Because once I dealt with a woman with kids, I got in trouble. You know?
How you get in trouble?
Me and the baby father got in a shootout.
Wow.
Got in a shootout. He was a deadbeat and I was stepdaddy. And it was a little jealousy. Or whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it seemed like after that, every female I talked to, they either had one kids or a few more kids. But now I don't mind talking to a female who have kids already, because it's hard being a single mother. And then like the kids, some of the kids, like even down to the last girl I had, her son, he for 2 years old, he been a strong 2-year-old, but had serious anger issues. But he act like a linebacker, like he been so strapped. Like you might have your $1 million son right here. Like I built a bond with kids, and I know what it's like being a single parent. So I don't have no problem talking to a female with kids. And now the limit on kids, I mean, if she got 10 kids, I'm just assume she daishiki off. Don't be a mother. but I'm not talking to them. And if a woman have 10 kids and me being 26, I can only imagine them kids damn near, some got to be damn near close to age with me. And if she have 10 kids that's not close to age with me, she a daishiki.
I know when I was your age, I refused to date men with kids. And I even married my first husband. He had no kids. Thank God we ain't had no kids. I hope he not listening to this. But thank God we never had kids together with my first husband. But I didn't want to date nobody with kids. Although I had one, but I never had baby daddy issues. Never.
Yeah, crazy.
Never. He was there. Never, ever.
Me, I would, and I've always did. The reason being, I became a parent at a young age. I became a father in high school.
Right.
So I would be a hypocrite to say I wouldn't date a woman with kids. And the age limit, the number of kids, what's the limit?
Yeah. How many?
Truth be told, I can't say, because if I'm vibing with this woman and everything about her that I'm digging.
She have 5 kids, you cool?
She got 5 kids, then we got 5 kids.
Aww. Sound like that Papoose hey, love right there.
Look, man, my journey has been something serious. I remember being locked up, and I had somebody that was down for me. And when I say down for me, she would come visit. She was pregnant from a deadbeat.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? She coming to the jail, shirt poking out. You know what I'm saying? She made sure, and this was back in the 90s, she made sure a brother had newspaper subscription. I was getting the paper in the morning. She kept a yard on my books every week.
Cool.
I mean, she did the damn thing. Yeah.
Now that's a down ass chick right there. Respect. Because I can't
nothing
come
but
to the jailhouse goddamn pregnant with another goddamn.
She
man.
Came.
Yeah,
no. She came pregnant. Them letters always had perfume on it. And listen, when I came pregnant. Out. Huh? Yeah, while she pregnant. And when I came out, she put me into with a plug. Had me straight at 6 o'clock. I'm just
oh,
like,
well, that
yo.
Was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So I'm loving the woman with kids. And to all the ladies with kids that's listening to this, hey, Kev got nothing but love and respect for you.
That's that Papoose love right there, y'all. Y'all better holler at Kev.
No, the hell y'all don't. No.
Let me give y'all his just kidding.
I will flat all them tires on that nice looking Mercedes. I promise I will.
Okay, now some of our listeners, because we're talking about kids and families, I have some listeners. Well, a lot of listeners wanted to get some endpoint on blended families.
What is that? I wanted to ask that question because I saw it in the group page. The hell is that?
It's like when you marry someone and they have children and you have children, so you got to blend your family. And some people don't know how to make it work. What?
You know,
that's why I said back then was not going to marry a man with kids.
Reason why I'm laughing that is that because some people are like, how do you make blended families work? Look at your parents. That might not be your real daddy. Wait till your uncle get drunk enough. He'll tell you the truth, but they made
oh
it work.
Oh my gosh. That's not what I meant like, let's just say if, for instance, you and I got married and I have a 10-year-old son and you got a 10-year-old daughter, and then you got like a 16-year-old son and I got like a 13-year-old daughter, just something like that, and we all move in one house together. And let's just say your kid has issues, you know, before you and I start living together or whatever, and one of my kids got issues. How are we going to deal with it as a family, because we're considered a family?
Okay, here you go. This is how we deal with it. I'm going to let your kid listen to me cut my kid ass when he do something stupid. And after I cut that ass, I'm going to look at your kid just shake my head like, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, you said you're just going to look. Okay.
Look, just shake my head like, mm-hmm. This how we handle shit. Listen, man, let's stop pussyfooting around with these kids. These kids ain't our friend. They ain't our partner. They
you're
kids.
Right.
Everybody act like your kids deserve all of these explanations and... Oh, are you going to be okay with this, that, and the 30? Man, fuck that.
Who's drinking Kool-Aid?
Nobody.
Oh, Jesus.
What makes you think Kool-Aid?
It just sounds like someone's drinking something. What is that? Like...
Hey, man, a blended family work if you want to make it work. If you and that person want to be with each other, it should have worked. And don't pussyfoot around with the kids, because the kids don't pay the bills in the house.
So, I guess my take on it is that communication is always the key. But I have seen some straight, demons, like kids. I don't know how I would be able to deal with that, because I've never been in that situation. But the best thing you can do is, I guess, you know, as a family, get counseling if it's really that bad.
What?
If it's that bad, get counseling.
Chilling. I mean, listen. And I'm being completely honest. Okay. And to all the Facebook friends that's listening to this.
Okay.
Hey, don't forget grandparents used to do you. Don't forget how your parents used to do you.
Yeah, but some can't do that with everybody's kids, though.
We're not talking about everybody, kids. We're talking about the kids that's going to be under your roof.
Well, what and if that wife don't want you to touch their kids?
Hey, the only way you're going to find out what I'm going to say is you got to stop talking and listen.
Okay.
Because you can't listen and talk at the same time. It's damn near impossible. Okay. Here it goes. Stop treating these kids like adults. When adults are talking, send them damn kids somewhere else. When your kids and to parents, to new parents that's coming up that might be pregnant or just had a baby, when your kid become of age, When adults are talking, send their ass somewhere else. Stop having your little girl and your little son sitting in your company as you talk with grown folks. That's why your kids cut up and act the way they do, because they're not being kids. You're letting these kids act like adults, and they're not.
That's true.
Treat them like who they are, a kid. You don't have to not love them no less, but let them know they're the child, you're the adult. Stop letting little kids sit in your company when you and your man and whoever's there. It goes on so much that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true. Because my kids have a problem doing that. And I'd be looking at them crazy like... Somebody mentioned this in another group. They asked how often or have you ever cussed out your kids? And I said every day, all day. And everyone laughed at me. And I swear... My kids, when they do that to me, I have to cuss them out to get the fuck up out of our conversation. And it seems like they don't operate unless I cuss. It's like they don't understand no other language unless I cuss.
But they know you serious then.
Because they, I don't know.
Because you done play with them so much.
It's like I have to cuss just for them to move. What is that? Somebody squeezing something? Oh my God. Crazy. Okay, but Kev, what if that person, and it could be the man or the woman, either or, somebody cooking? Oh gosh. Okay, what if they don't want you to discipline their child? Like, how can you go around that? Because that's what I'm like, you might need counseling or something. I mean,
you ignored the red flags when you was talking to them about y'all becoming one, how they discipline their kids, or they probably done talked about timeout, and if the way they handle or discipline their kids are completely different from the way you do yours, then y'all might have a problem before y'all even become one. And I'm being serious. Because if you don't play with your kids, and you're trying to date somebody that timeout and don't really beat their kids, it's a fucking problem. Because you don't beat your kids, Sheila. Let's say you don't beat your kids. Mm-hmm. And let's say I'm trying to knock my kids out. Right. So before we even come under the same roof and I tell you, man, I punch this shit out of my kid, man. I'm over there playing with him. I'm going to suck his teeth while I'm talking to him. Boom, pop him dead in his mouth. You might be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I might scare you. You know what I'm saying? Then this ain't for you. That ain't for you.
But you got to make it work, though, because you can't let the kids spoil your relationship.
Kids do.
Well, kids, that's why some kids need counseling. I don't know if it's going to work or whatever the case may be, but some kids really do need to be counseled by a professional.
Some kids don't need counseling. Some kids need to be treated like that Pyrex glass in the trap house. They need to be water whipped.
Well, there you have it. I also would suggest me speaking with no experience, but I mean, communication is the only thing that you could do. Like, if you have a problem with that particular, if it's a particular child, then I would just, that's all you could do is just communicate with them. And then you got some relationships where the parent don't care. Like, well, whatever, you know, you deal with it. And you got some that don't know how to deal with it. But I would just say alone time and communicate. You know, just try to figure out, like, what is wrong. Because to me, something is wrong with that child that you may not know about.
Lack of ass whipping. That's what you didn't know.
I guess that will come down the line. But
okay, if you don't believe me, then let me know about some school shootings you heard about in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, you're right. We had none.
That's when we was getting our ass cut, not only at home,
yeah,
when
we was getting our ass cut in school, too. Right. We was getting our butt cut in school.
There, listen, and I'm a firm believer in this. A healthy sense of fear needs to be in everyone. Keeps you from doing dumb shit.
That's true.
We made this joke one day at the barbershop. It wasn't like really being racist or not. We were just being funny. Because when somebody said, why do white people be doing all this crazy shit talking about it's a man-eating tiger? Let's go take a closer look. Like, yo, that's just white people shit. But we was just making jokes about it. But someone said, because they didn't grow up with a healthy sense of fear. Like, they feared. They don't really fear
but
nothing.
You know, so they'll go. Sometimes that fear, like me, I remember growing up, my father, it was four girls, and we was afraid of him. But when we got older, we got to a point, we was like, fuck this shit. Like, we ain't scared no more. So we rebelled.
You knew better. But here it goes. Baby girl, put that down somewhere and leave it. I'm trying to do a...
So what were you saying?
You grew up. You knew better.
Yeah, I guess.
When you're little, you fear. But when you got older, you didn't fear no more.
Right. Right.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, stop trying to be these kids, friend. Stop trying to talk to these kids like they deserve an explanation about things. Man.
I just believe in getting into their heads to see what's really, really going on. That's on like some alone time and just, you know, you and that kid and kind of get in their head and, you know, see what's going on. That's what I would suggest. I mean, you can't go wrong with communicating, so. And whooping ass is what you suggest, but hey.
All right, okay.
No, what? I mean, I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it because some kids really do need their ass beat. Like, no joke. Jack, you ever got whoopings growing up?
A couple of times.
A couple of times?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to get beat with switches, too.
Okay.
So what is one thing that you remember that your mom put a mark on you, not physically, like just something that she really got down your throat about? She could have whooped you for it or told you about it. Like, what's one thing?
I skipped school. That's the biggest behind cotton I got. Skipping school.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wore that behind whooping.
Kevin, I know you got your butt beat because that's what you're talking about. Beating people butt.
Oh my God. Listen, my grandmother installed the God in us. Like, we didn't play with this lady. If she said it, there was no questioning it. Like the way I hear kids, if a parent says, do this, I hear kids say, why? I flinch because I catch flashbacks of when I was a kid, but then I realized, oh, these old soft-ass parents, these days ain't gonna do shit. Back when I was coming up, if you did something, and here's the worst one my granny would do. if you did something really fucked up, my granny would say to you, okay, all right, go ahead, take a bath. Get ready for bed. And like a jackass, you'd fall for that shit.
Naked and wet.
Water whip. That's what I mean. Naked water. And wet. Naked and wet. And that fan that broke about 3-4 months ago.
Not the fan.
She took the cord and cut that off and folded it and duct taped the end. That's how she hung it on the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, my granny grew up. We grew up in the country. There wasn't no trash can. It was a trash pile out in the back. Yeah, man. She come through with the extension cord folded up. You wet and naked. That beating was so severe, man. You think twice about doing that dumb shit ever again. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I probably could count how many times I got whooped on one hand.
Yeah, my granny beat me more than my mom or my dad.
Yeah, my granny beat me the most, too.
Yeah. See, the more people didn't play that, man.
Yep.
And nowadays, grannies is at the club. What the fuck?
Right. You asked.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, my God. You are absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Wow. You looking for granny. She at Chill and Grill.
Right.
Yep.
And Jack going to take her home.
Yep, I've been just by saying granny asking to go home.
he gonna abuse granny.
Now, what's the oldest woman that you've dealt with? Your senior.
Let me think. I won't say 48.
Okay. You know, if I could make any suggestions, I think you'd probably need to just date older women.
Yeah, I think older woman. Well, I don't think I need to date no woman.
Okay, let me explain dating. See, people just get dating. Just dating don't have to mean fucking in relationship. Okay?
Oh.
Dating can just mean fun. That's it.
Yeah.
You go out to the movies. You go eat. She comes see your performance. Just fun. That's it. You can date several people at a time, too. That's how you do
it. So let me get this straight. So if dating doesn't have nothing to do with fucking, is that what you're saying?
I mean, it's what you make it into. Like, everyone you date, you don't have to fuck.
Okay.
People get kind of screwed up with the whole dating thing. That's why a lot of people don't date, because they're thinking it means relationship. A relationship is different. That's when you're serious. Like, it ain't no more dating. It's serious. It's you and I.
Then maybe they got a different word for it now. Cut buddy.
Or friends with benefits.
Yeah. That's what that is.
That friends with benefits is going to turn into a boyfriend or girlfriend. For me, yeah. It will be.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to be careful how you do things, because y'all could just start out as just friends with benefits, but if you keep going over there, keep doing things,
but
she might catch feelings.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how can men or how can anyone just repeatedly to have sex without falling for each other, or like really liking one another, or possibility of falling in love? Like,
cut out that chit chat in between sessions.
What?
Hear me out. Hypothetical. Let's just say you and Jack, y'all kicking it. Y'all friends with benefits. Y'all link up maybe once or twice a week. Let's just say once a week. So in between y'all linking up, don't do all of that texting, calling, checking on.
Who the fuck?
Don't do none of that shit.
I can't do that.
See what I'm saying?
I talk to you every single day.
What the fuck?
I don't do all that texting and
I gotta talk to you every day.
No.
If we're friends with benefits, I'm talking to you every day because
that's a fucking girlfriend.
Exactly. So if we're fucking, you're going to be my boyfriend.
All right, well let me tell y'all about the female I'm fucking now. All right, she told me, all right, this female, like she bossed up or whatever, right? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. She got a couple of houses, couple of cars, and all that. All right, the only thing with her, she take bipolar meds. All right, and she's 33, right? And one of her businesses is cosmetology. She do hair, so she my cousin, she's 21 with her own business. All right, so the female who 33. She told my cousin, who's that guy? And my cousin was like, oh, that's my cousin Jack or whatever. She be like, do he have a girlfriend? My cousin be like, yeah, they break up, blah, blah. She be like, well, tell Jack when he fully over with his girlfriend, they get at me. So my cousin called me and be like, yo, guess who like you? I was like, who? She be like, so and so. So I be like,
y'all still say like?
Yeah, so I be like, damn. I said, she like me? So I'm like I'm hey, and thus she's very high maintenance. So I'm like, all right. So one day I go into the shop and she was like, your cousin told you what I said? I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna get at you, whatever. So boom. I got her number. I text her or whatever. She be like, come to this bar or whatever. So I go into the bar. And she be like, she say she wasn't drunk. She be like, drink something. So I get drunk fast, so I just go in there sipping margaritas. She be like, oh, that's a pussy drink. You drink like a female. I said, listen, I gotta work in the morning. I ain't about to do all that drinking. So I done let her influence me, and then the other people in the club, oh yeah, come on, let's drink shots, let's toast it us. So now I'm drunk. And she's supposedly, she is drunk, but she says she isn't drunk. Next thing you know, she FaceTime my cousin. She say, hey, I'm going to make sure Jack get home. I'm going to make sure Jack eat. And I'm letting you know now, I'm going to fuck Jack tonight. So I was like, okay, this our first time actually linking up. And we's going to fuck tonight. And in my mind, I was praying we fuck tonight. So I'm like, okay, blah, blah, blah. So we fucked or whatever. And the next day, she what happened the next day? She texts me over there, everything but good. The day after that, I'm like, good morning. She be like, hey. I was like, damn, was my dick whacked? That's what I was saying in my head. So she be like, sorry to disturb you. I don't mean nothing, blah, 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 blah. So I said, so what we did, a one-night stand or whatever? Because I honestly didn't care if it was a one-night stand. She'd be like, no, it's not like that. I just don't trust niggas and blahzy blahzy. So I'm like, what the fuck? You holler at me. You talk about you don't trust niggas and you ask to fuck me or whatever. So a couple of days later, I found out she was bipolar and on meds. So when I want to have sex,
you said no man.
No, she's on man.
Oh, so okay.
And the thing is, I say, hey, I hit her up one night. I say, hey, I will have sex. She be like, first of all, I'm a grown woman. I'm not gonna be having. She say, I'm not gonna be having sex with you every night. I don't know what you think. Yeah, she say, I don't know what you think this is, but I'm not them girls. I'm not them little girls you dealt with. So I'm like, whatever. So then she was like, basically when she wants sex, she hits me up. I'd be like, yo, you don't run nothing over here. And then one thing about her, she likes to have her way. Like, one day she'd be like, man, I'm hungry. What's open? I say, shit, we go to Ruby Tuesday. She say, Ruby Tuesday? Who the hell eat at Ruby Tuesday? So I'm like, what's wrong with Ruby Tuesday? Like, I'm talking about bougie, high maintenance, everything. And then she be like she be like, yeah, you the first young boy I talked to, blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, she's fool. But on the other side of the stick, she's very, very cool. She just bipolar as fuck. And that shit gets very annoying. Very annoying.
Yeah. Jack, here's a tip. Yeah, here's a little info. Every female is bipolar. It's just different levels of that. Bipolar.
I think
you ain't got no choice, you bipolar little puppy.
I think her level, like, yeah, I know every female bipolar, but her.
No. That crazy shit you were just talking about?
Wait, yeah, they all like what?
What Jack didn't fail to realize, what Jack failed to realize is you can't give every woman dick. You can't dick down every woman. You can fuck some, but you can't dig them all down. It's just like some women got to realize they can't give every dude some good poom poom. You can fuck some dudes, but you can't give them a good poom poom. Now you wonder why this motherfucker's stalking you. And Jack, you wonder why she crazy. You did that. Sometimes men don't understand the power of dick.
But then he said that she reversed it when she was like, she's not that type of person.
Yeah.
All that was the shit wore off her ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Her man wore off.
Yeah.
Or it wore off. Thinking of
them. Listen. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was going to say, be honest with you, all hairdressers are crazy.
Yeah.
all hairdressers are crazy.
Wow, wow, wow. So if you couldn't make it work with her, would that be your ideal woman?
Did you not hear the shit he said?
Make it work, if you can make it work with her, would that be
that would be a lot of work, and I don't got time for that. But like I say, I'd rather leave it how it is. Cause she did told me, like, before me, she was like right now she's on a cruise with two of her homosexual homeboys, a couple of home girls. And then the guy who booked the cruise for her, my cousin is basically my inside source, and she considered my cousin her sister. So she told my cousin, I don't know how to tell Jack this, but I'm gonna tell him. So she told me, she be like, hey, the guy I was talking to before you, he booked the cruise for my birthday. No, for her birthday.
Oh.
So her birthday.
She was like, we are going on a cruise together, and I'm just letting you know that. I'd be like, I don't care. So her gay homeboy laughed, and then her friend be like, yeah, he don't care. So she was like, well, why you don't care? I say, you single, and I'm single, so that's y'all. She'd be like, well, if you acting like you don't care, I don't know why I tell you. I try to figure out a way to tell you or whatever. So I'm like, she was like, me and him not having sex anymore. She did say ever since me and her started having sex, she didn't have no sexual intercourse with him, which she may be telling the truth, she might not be telling the truth.
One of our like, best
ones. Yeah, yeah. But to be honest, I kind of feel like she telling the truth. Why? It's because how me and her is. And when I be wanting sex, like she will, she's mean as fuck, man. Like, you know what? She's mean as hell. Like, I...
She's not mean after you fuck,
though. No, yeah, she... Well, she ain't, but listen, I done dealt with multiple women. And this here, I never dealt with this type of breed. Never.
Jack, is the poo-poo man good?
It's good, but she.
Good enough to make you put up with the bullshit?
No, I told her the other day, I said, sometimes I be want to tell you to shut the fuck up. She said,
If you tell me shut the fuck up, I promise you we wouldn't talk.
Some
no
women
more.
Like that.
Like I promise you, I'd be wanting to tell her that shit it's, so
it's
bad.
Best if you choke us and tell us Jack, that though.
Tell her to. Yeah, but here's the thing: if you choke her and she smiles at you, you are not in charge.
If like, I what? Oh, if I choke
if
her,
you
she
choke
smile.
Her, if she smile at you when you choke her, you are not in charge.
Yeah,
that could be some good advice.
Yeah, I get it.
Listen, don't choke her. I'm not saying to do that, but tell her to shut the fuck up.
Well, just make sure she take her meds. What's before it going? Y'all go out on any dates?
Yeah, no, she good on the dates. Just
because that's geez. Something serious.
Yeah,
I mean,
she is.
We laugh about it, but that bipolar.
No, it is
I mean,
serious.
I've seen people.
They will run your ass over.
They're capable of doing a lot of crazy shit. Crazy.
Yeah,
and it's
crazy
just kind
of
fucked up. But yeah, just make sure she on her meds, man. But y'all, I think we're going to get out of here. So, do you guys have anything before we go?
Nah, I enjoyed it. I'm about to just go and mess with some females.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us, Little Jack. I'm sorry, not Little Jack, Lil Jack. Lil mm-hmm. Jack. And Kev. Thank you.
Jack,
thank
we
you.
Appreciate
and y'all,
no thing,
please,
no thanks,
Sam. Please join our Facebook group, Let's Talk About It podcast. And let us know what y'all think. Y'all already know we are on Apple, we are on Google, Anchor, what else? It's a lot of other platforms, but I don't even remember. Yeah, Spotify. We out there, y'all.
No, you said it right the first time.
We out there. All right, y'all. Have a great hump day. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Take care. Good night. All right.